Online. It's 11 o'clock now, time for Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson.
Hello and welcome to Jazz on 3. Tonight, one of my favourite bands to emerge from the UK jazz scene over the last few years make a welcome return to the programme. Roof-lifting, genre-teasing, Mancunian big band beats and pieces, all 14 of them blasting out rock, funk, disco and even a few jazz grooves at the live launch of their new album, that gig coming up in a little under quarter of an hour. And we've time to sneak in a few hot new releases this week, and we'll kick off with something I'm very much into at the moment. And you will be too if you're a fan of the music of Henry Threadgill or Steve Lehman. New York guitarist Liberty Elman has worked extensively with both of them, as well as appearing on tour and on this show earlier this year in Joe Lovano's Village Rhythms Band. His new album features the alto player Steve Lehman and a really strong band of New Yorkers that deliver something both rhythmically complex, melodically mesmerizing, and downright funky. This is the opening tune, Supercell. We'll be right back. If you've been listening to the show over the years, you'll know I'm a real sucker for that kind of sound. I guess it has some of its roots in the music of people like Greg Osby and Steve Coleman, and of course, Henry Threadgill and his group Zooid. And that's actually the new album from New York guitarist Liberty Elman, and it features Jose Davila, who is the tuba player in Zooid, as well as a longtime associate of Elman's. Also in the group, Jonathan Finlayson, who's the trumpet player with Steve Coleman, and Steve Lehman playing alto saxophone. And I love the kind of perpetual motion of that tune. It's actually quite a varied CD, features some trio pieces as well. Fantastic writing. It's called Radiate. It's out on Pi Records, and that was the opening tune called Supercell. We have time for one more new release before we get into tonight's gig from Beats and Pieces, and it's from another young large ensemble from the UK scene. The Birmingham piano player Mark Pringle has put together a 12-piece group that includes a string quartet to perform music inspired by literature, the chaos of cities, woodland creatures and strange beasts. Bill Evans and Oscar Peterson are early influences, but as with many composers of this generation, the influence of Django Bates is never far away. Mark also cites French composer Olivier Messiaen as a hero, and this track is named after Messiaen's reaction in turn to seeing a score by Debussy. It's called A Real Bombshell. Thank you. piece called A Real Bombshell from the new album from piano player Mark Pringle. The album is called A Movable Feast, and we live in a time when we're so sort of blessed with the amounts of wonderful young composers around and people, of course, who are immersed in the music and have studied the music. But somehow I think his writing wears those studies very lightly, and I love the way it moves between the passages of just piano or the smaller group and then introduces the strings. An ambitious and well-executed project. Particularly worthy of comment on that track was Percy Persglove playing the trumpet. And Mark's trio performance at the Late Night Proms last month is still available on the Radio 3 website for the next couple of days. And if you're in London at the weekend, he has three gigs with his quintet, no doubt playing some music from this new CD. We'll put details of that up on the Jazz on 3 website. Later in this show, we have something new from another piano player, this time a Frenchman, Benoit Delbecq, and his new trio. And we've the latest in our Unsung Heroes series, shining light on some of this country's most important improvising musicians. Sarah Gale Brand talks to the cello player Hannah Marshall. Right, well, our gig tonight comes from Beats and Pieces, a Manchester-based big band that are fast becoming one of the foundations of the current UK jazz scene. And on the evidence of reaction to their new album, All In, they're also beginning to make waves across the Atlantic too. Anthony Dean Harris of the Stateside Next Bop blog wrote in his review that band director Ben Cottrell has written songs with soul and bounce to them that this group performs with an infectious energy, which is frankly a bit surprising for a bunch of pale dudes from Manchester. Well, pale or not, the underlying sentiment is accurate. Beats and Pieces make fun, grooving, high-impact music, Mancunian style. Band love a prank. We recorded all 14 of them playing a tune in a mini a few years ago, and for the Ronnie Scott's launch of the new CD, they arrived on stage, each with a small camera strapped to their heads. The resulting video gives you a chance to see what it's like to be on stage at Ronnie's. We'll put a link on the Jazz on 3 website. A warning though, don't watch it if you're feeling a bit nauseous, because it's a slightly wobbly view. So settle in for a bit under an hour of Beats and Pieces launching their new album at Ronnie Scott's in London.
Okay, we're going to do a tune now that I wrote originally for a Norwegian band called Ensemble Donada. We did a collaborative gig. It's named after a statue, an Anthony Gormley statue, in a place in northern Norway where we went and rehearsed it with them. It's called Havmann, which means man of the sea. Yes, it's Havmann.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Richard Jones and the Roads. Yeah. Yeah, that's a tune called Rain. And I need to do this, don't I?
Thank you. You want more of that? Make some noise, ladies and gentlemen. Beat some pieces. Good band.
Thank you very much. We're going to do, we'll do two more actually, if that's okay. Cool. We're going to, so the first one we're going to do, we played it for the first time live ever last night and we liked it. So we're going to do it again for you. It features the marvellous Graham South on his shiny new trumpet. But he's really shy, so everyone's got to be really quiet before he starts to play. And he'll only start playing. He's like a little mouse. He'll only come out when it's super, super quiet. Thanks very much, and yeah, we'll see you next time. Cheers.
gentlemen, Beats and Pieces, Big Band. Let's make some noise.
Thank you, thank you.
There are few experiences in music more pleasurable than sitting close to a big band in a small venue as they go at full tilt, and I hope we captured some of that excitement for you. Beats and Pieces, continuing the great tradition of UK big bands, led by Ben Cottrell, who played a little bit of guitar. Ben Watt, Sam Healy and Anthony Brown played saxophones. Ed Halsey, Simon Lodge and Rich McVeigh played trombones. Owen Bryce, Graham South and Nick Walters were on trumpets. Richard Jones, keyboards. Anton Hunter played the guitar. Stuart Wilson, bass. And Finlay Panter was on drums. And Beats and Pieces are playing at the Scarborough Jazz Festival this coming Sunday, the 27th. And then they have dates in Cardiff, Bristol and Birmingham throughout next week. We'll put a link to those up on the Jazz on 3 website. Their new album is called All In and it's out now on FP Records. This is Jazz on 3 and some interesting music coming up later this week here on Radio 3 as part of the Why Music Weekend in partnership with the Wellcome Trust. That's going to be exploring how music manipulates our behaviour, shapes our brains and affects our physical and mental well-being. A jazz lineup are taking part on Saturday evening. Julian Joseph will be presenting a project that we've featured on this programme before, Music and the Mind, put together by the flute and saxophone player Finn Peters. Has some really great people in the band, Oren Marshall on tuba, Nick Rahms on piano. And I seem to remember that the whole band, or at least a few of them, have sort of electrodes strapped to their heads and with wires connected to various bits of electrical kit so that the music is manipulated by brain activity. You can hear that on Jazz Lineup this coming Saturday, as well as solo sets from saxophone player Martin Speak and pianist Neil Cowley. Stay tuned to the end of Jazz on 3 tonight for the latest in our Unsung Heroes series. We're featuring the cello player Hannah Marshall. Before that, though, time for one more new release that's caught my ear. It comes from the French piano player Benoit Delbecq and his new international trio. A beautifully recorded album on the ever-excellent Clean Feed label. And here, the album begins with Delbecq's distinctive prepared piano on a piece called Le Ruisseau. recorded in France for the Clean Feed label in 2014. That's Benoît Delbecq playing prepared piano with Miles Perkin on bass and Emile Bianda on the drums. Well, to close tonight, we have the next in our series profiling the unsung heroes of the British improvised music scene. It's tough, as you'd imagine, to single out players to feature, as there are so many talented and important musicians here that don't often get the spotlight shone on them, especially in free music, which is by nature collaborative and less about band leaders as such. But our brief to Jazz on 3 contributor and trombone player Sarah Gale Brand is to help us get under the skin of the music by talking to a range of interesting players she thinks stand out, about what makes them tick and their individual approach to improvisation. This time, she's chosen cellist Hannah Marshall, who began by telling Sarah about her reaction the first time she heard improvised playing.
My mind exploded. I just went, wow, what is that? And it was a mixture of amazement, bafflement, horror, and complete awe, actually.
How old were you, and what did you hear in improvised music that sort of had this?
It was a tape given to epiphany. my friend at college who was playing clarinet. He gave me a tape of Anthony Braxton playing with George Lewis and that.
Now, is that the one where they played Donna Lee at the end very quickly?
Yeah.
Yes! Oh, that's extraordinary.
I just couldn't believe it.
Isn't that an amazing album?
When I heard
the whole album, yeah.
I think it was the complete passion and kind of commitment to the nth degree. And also the fact that they were completely together. They were completely part of the same music, but it was improvised. And I think that's what made my brain explode, my mind explode. It was just so exciting to listen to.
Last time I saw you, we were playing together in Birmingham.
We were.
There was myself and Mark Sanders, the drummer, and a sax player called Joe Wright, and yourself.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking about you being a cellist.
Yeah.
And how I had to watch how loudly I played, and it changed the way I played. And
yeah.
I'm wondering what that feels like for you as a cellist, you know, about volume. Do you notice people playing differently around you, particularly people whose playing you know, like mine?
It does come up a lot in terms of dynamics and volume. But I always just reassure people to just, it's more about having a range of dynamics. Because actually the cello can be really loud. It's just that it sometimes sits in a kind of place in the sound, which means that it absorbs into other things, which is quite an interesting place to be musically, because it means you can influence things, but from the centre.
Had associations with a lot of musicians, you've worked with lots of people, but there's one group which you've talked about when we were thinking about this programme, you're particularly attached to, and that was the band Soul Six.
Oh, yes.
With Varian Weston, Ingrid Laubrook, and who else is in that band?
Luke Tony X, Buck.
Tony, yeah, a whole, and Mandy Drummond, so a whole
Mandy
host
Drummond,
of
yes.
incredibly well-known and extremely great musicians.
And originally Isabelle Dutoit. That was a lovely experience because it was kind of a real mix between really improvised music, completely improvised music, and completely scored music.
A lot of strong personalities in that band, aren't there? Very individualistic musicians who've all got their own sound and all got their own identity.
Yeah.
And then you put that in a group and getting a sense of group.
It's really important for British improvised music, I think, actually, group playing and really exciting group playing. And I think, in a way, it's really about a balance of having a really strong, something definite that you're saying and being very responsive to everyone else. Because otherwise it becomes a little bit of a Tom and Jerry. If everyone's responsive, you need everyone to be really strong as well. So, and that group definitely had that. with string instruments and with percussion as well, everything you do is about how you move your limbs. With the cello, it's, you know, largely your upper body.
Yeah.
And, I mean, thankfully, I had an amazing teacher. I'm really, really grateful for that. That was his main thing. I mean, he was horrified by the idea of improvisation, but he taught me how to play the cello really well. And his thing was, if you can play your instrument well, you can choose how you want to play. Obviously, there is... There are clear tones, pitches, rhythms that you can clearly go, well, that's there, and then there are lots of grey areas in between. There's a lot of dirt. And it's just a question of kind of sitting in the dirt for a really long time and getting to know it as an entity in itself.
Is that the title of your solo album? Hannah Marshall, no. Sitting in the Dirt.
Although that is something I quite like doing.
Yeah. That's another interview.
Yes, it is.
Quite a difficult image to get out of our brains as we move towards the end of Jazz on 3. Hannah Marshall talking to Sarah Gale Brand. And in a moment, we'll close the show with a beautiful solo piece from Hannah's recent album. And you can listen to Sarah's previous Unsung Hero profiles on the Jazz on 3 website in the clips section, including Steve Noble, Caroline Krabbel and John Edwards. And, well, we'd like your suggestions on who we should feature in this occasional item. Are there some musicians on the improvised scene, or it could just be mainstream musicians that you'd never heard talking, you'd like to hear what it is that makes them make music the way they do. Email your suggestions, jazzon3@bbc.co.uk, or tweet at @bbcjazzon3. Next week on the programme, we've some previously unbroadcast music from bass player Barry Guy and his orchestra, featuring some of Europe's finest improvising players, including Evan Parker. Until then, here's Hannah Marshall again to introduce a piece from her latest solo album. From me, Jez Nelson, good night.
There's a record that I made actually at the end of 2012, so it's been around for a while, called Tulse Hill, which is where I was living at the time. I was really pleased with it. It took me a really long time to make. I detuned my cello and for about 3 years obsessively made improvisations, plucking the detuned strings either side of the bridge, because I just loved the sound of it. And to kind of get this different quality of the instrument, it's amazing how you detune the strings and suddenly... you have bass, imbira, lute, all kinds of things start to come into the sound, and it was just, I really enjoyed it. So I made that and put some other sounds with it, some kind of field recordings with it. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm Katrina Young, and the first thing I'm going to do tonight is transport you northwards to the Danish island of Funen, birthplace of Hans Christian Andersen, also Carl Nielsen, and on its northeastern coast, home to an annual festival of chamber music hosted in the little town of Kerteminna. They call it their Late Summer Series, five concerts all taking place on the last weekend in September. And tonight we're going to dip into some of the 2014 recitals to hear eight musicians altogether in various combinations, play music by Grieg, Dohnányi and first Bartók, his contrasts for violin, clarinet and piano. Thank you.